You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. During the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago brings you programs about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Welcome to Catholic Chicago.
Good morning. This is Deacon John with the Black Catholic Initiative. And it's a beautiful day. Despite the rain, despite the cold weather, if you are hearing my voice, then you are blessed. For today is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and let us be glad in it. My guest today is Ms. Demetra Willis, and I'm excited to have her on this morning because she wants to share something with our audience that I'm sure many people will be happy to hear. Demetra, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fantastic. And yourself?
I am blessed. Thank you for asking.
All right. So you're up early in the morning to talk with us. What have you done already this morning?
I've given gratitude to God
okay.
for all the wonderful things he has blessed my family and other families with. And I've gotten my son off to school, and I've anticipated your phone call.
Well, excellent.
So it's been a blessed day.
Yes, ma'am. So, Demetra, you have just one child?
I have two.
Okay. And
yes.
And so your son, whom you just dropped off, he's in what grade?
He's a seventh grader.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. Is he involved in any sports at all?
Yes. He plays soccer.
Okay.
He also plays basketball.
Uh-huh.
In soccer, he's a forward, and he is goalie.
Okay.
So we're hoping next year he'll be the team coach.
All right.
Team leader.
Listen to you. There you go.
Yes.
Yeah. Team mentor. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you have another child.
And I do. I have a 22-year-old
okay.
son who is a sales rep. He works alongside mom.
Oh, really?
Yes, in my retail business. So.
And you're going to tell us more about that in a little bit.
Yes.
Okay. And so tell us a little bit more about you, though. How did your life start out? How was your upbringing, your parents, and your background?
Well, my father's father was a pastor, and my father was a pastor.
I knew it.
Yes, in Friendship in East Chicago, Indiana.
Uh-huh.
And I also attended Tabernacle Missionary Baptist Church in East Chicago.
Okay.
That's where we attended church as a child. I was born and raised in East Chicago, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, we relocated with mom to Gary, Indiana, and have been in Gary from middle school on up. I spent a lot of my childhood, in Gary, Indiana, and our summers were wonderful. There was always Sunday dinner with the entire family.
Oh, yes. I remember
yes.
those days.
Love Sunday dinner with
mm-hmm.
the entire family.
Mm-hmm. Nothing like it. My mom wouldn't, you know, have it any other way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I've been blessed to learn to cook from my mom, who also was a culinary chef herself.
Oh.
And she also worked in healthcare in the healthcare industry for many years. And so it's been a very interesting life learning from my parents, who themselves have been so blessed and so fortunate. I attended Calumet College of St. Joseph in Whiting, Indiana, where I received my Bachelor's of Science in Healthcare Management. My career originally started out in healthcare. I actually owned and operated an adult foster care home. However, I found that it took a lot of my time away from my children, who were very small at the time. So I transitioned over into investing.
Now, hold off. Don't go telling us everything just yet on that. You know, the audience first wants to know, since you're from Indiana and you mentioned Gary, Indiana, did you run into Michael Jackson?
I did not.
You did not?
I did not. I see the house. As a child, we would go visit the house, but I was not fortunate enough to meet Michael Jackson.
Really?
Or any of the Jackson Five. I would have loved to have met them.
Yeah. You
but
know,
I got to meet an uncle of his, though.
You got to meet who?
I got to meet an uncle. I met an uncle of his.
You met an uncle, huh?
Yes.
Ooh, that's close.
Yes.
You know what? I actually have, I rode up there, and I've got a framed picture of Michael Jackson, one of those multi pictures of Michael Jackson, because, of course, I grew up with him. I love him. And the family, of course, as well. But I got a chance, you know, you already know. They got the house set up like a museum.
Yes.
And it's all kind of vendors and people. Are they still out there, vendors that got stationed out there or stations where they're selling stuff?
I don't see much activity. I just know now the home is considered an historic landmark.
Right. But I just can't believe that all of those people lived in that little bitty house.
I know, right?
Good
but
Lord.
You know, God's people, we make adjustments.
Yes.
And we are the most comfortable people, and even in our most uncomfortable state.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, I see it to some degree in the clubhouse, where when I have social events at the clubhouse, people just love to kind of, you know, they'll pack it in. They'll pack it in. And they'll be in one room and just be as happy, sweating and everything.
It's
when
all
there's
about the moment.
Yeah, when there's space elsewhere to kind of like get away and breathe. But I find that very interesting, you know. But I guess that makes us a tribal
Absolutely.
People.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We
so
definitely...
it's really interesting to see that. So I tell you what, we've already run into our first break. So we're going to pause for a moment and we're going to rejoin you. We're going to talk about why you really came on, okay?
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks.
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend, featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Cupich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll talk with Cardinal Blaise Cupich about worldwide protocols put in place by the Holy See following the historic meeting in Rome on the protection of children. And we'll give you a behind-the-scenes look at the televised Sunday Mass from Mercy Home for Boys and Girls.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
Hi, my name is Craig. I was homeless for 2 years, then I met Miss Ramona, a case manager at Catholic Charities. She found a place for me to live and is helping me with a resume and finding a job. I feel safe and away from the gun violence I know too well, having been a victim of it. The more I meet with Catholic Charities, the better I feel. They have changed my life. They're called Chicago's Good Samaritans, but to me, they are turnaround experts. Care to help? Visit CatholicCharities.net.
You're listening to Catholic Chicago, WNDZ, 750 AM. Thank you for joining us. And this morning we're talking with Demetra Willis, who is someone that I just met actually recently. Demetra, I don't even know how we even met. How did this happen?
I was making a Grubhub delivery, and you had approached me with your business card.
Right.
Yes.
That's what it was.
Yes.
Okay, and then we got to talking. You shot me an email about this exciting thing that you're doing for yourself and what you feel would be great for others to learn as well, right?
Absolutely.
So what is it you want to introduce to us?
So what I do, I am an investor, and as an investor, I lend. I lend money, but I do delve into equity investing, but this in particular, courses that we're talking about is lending.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interest income, which is also passive income, where your money works alongside you to help you build financial security and financial independence, which also in turn creates generational wealth, because that's the objective of this course, to create generational wealth for families.
Okay.
So this opportunity is unique because the course really is designed to help people help themselves who have the willingness and desire to do so in a step-by-step manner.
And you're able to teach people how to do it.
Absolutely. I give you my entire strategy that has come to afford me a lot of success. Mm-hmm. I've been to hundreds of Americans. What I do is I lend money to people for different purposes and different reasons at an interest rate that is fair and affordable for the borrower.
Mm-hmm.
So basically,
what about credit? Someone who has bad credit, good credit, excellent credit, does it? In any line of business, it matters. But if someone doesn't have good credit, but yet they have some money or whatever to invest, are you able to work with that individual or individuals as well?
Yes, they're also able to lend because it's not based on your credit if you become a lender. What it's based on is your ability and your willingness to have the disposable income inside of your financial plan to lend. If you have money that's set aside and that money at this present time is not earning you the interest that can help you design the lifestyle for what you have outlined for your family, this course will help you begin putting that money to work.
Got you. So you have a vehicle. This course is a vehicle to actually put people in a position to lend to others.
Absolutely.
And so, it's a business which works. And you know what? I like the idea simply because I know how valuable my time is. I know how valuable your time is and, of course, the time of others. And so all of us, I think, would like to somehow find a way to make some money without physically being there making it, right?
Absolutely. And that's what passive income is. Passive income requires minimal activity on your part. However, there is some activity that is involved, and again, it's laid out in the course for you to understand the activity that is required of you to ensure that those notes, being financial interest you take in people, are helping you meet your goals for yourself and for your family and for your causes and whatever the goal it is that you have sought out to achieve.
Got you. And so you actually are giving people an opportunity to learn the business.
Absolutely.
It's a course.
It's
now,
a course.
How do they get a hold of this information? Is this something that you do personally or you do online? What?
Well, you email me or you call me.
Okay. So how can people reach you? There we go right there. How can people reach you?
I can be reached at the following phone number, 219-407- 9056. And my email is d_willis@yahoo.com.
Okay, and can you repeat that just once more for folk who have, you know, run to get a pen or something?
No worries, will do. My phone number is 219-407-9056.
Okay.
And my email is d_willis@yahoo.com.
Okay, and that first letter was D as in David, correct?
Yes.
Okay, good. And so you will send them something via email? Is it like an online thing, or do you spend time talking with your customers, or not in customers, but future investors?
I definitely am available. So I'll email them a downloadable link,
mm-hmm.
and they download the link, and they can take the course at their discretion
mm-hmm.
in reference to their time, because we all value our time.
Right.
So the course can be taken at their discretion, but I am an email away, I am a phone call away, I am a visit away to help them go through the process.
That's
of
excellent.
Learning how to lend.
Excellent. And you mentioned earlier your son, who's 21, you said he's working alongside of you?
Yes, in my retail space.
I'm a
nationwide retailer, so he's an independent sales rep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he helps sell general merchandise and home goods.
Oh, got you. Yeah. Is that something you want us to know about as well, or no?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So I'm a nationwide retailer. I'm on eBay, mm-hmm. where you can buy general merchandise or home goods. All of my prices are fair and reasonable. I have high-quality, affordable products. I do accept offers, considerate offers, on all of my products.
Mm-hmm.
Because having access to high-quality products is important to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I do understand, because I, too, am a consumer, that there are some products that we desire or even need. We just don't have the resources at the rate that sometimes the marketplace is demanding for us to pay. So
mm-hmm.
I keep my prices flexible.
Okay. And so your retail store, if you will, that may not be the right word, that's an online business?
Yes.
This is at eBay, right?
Yes. I'm on eBay and I'm on Facebook.
Okay.
So if you connect with me at Demetra Willis
uh-huh.
on Facebook, again, you can have access to all of those products that are also on my eBay page.
Excellent. We're going to talk a little bit more, but we're going to pause once more and enter into our last segment, okay?
Sounds good.
The decree of the Lord is trustworthy.
Hi, everybody. I'm Adam Fuselier from Dumb Ox Ministries, and we're excited to introduce our third Echo Theology of the Body Camp, held right here in Chicago. At Echo, we explore the teachings of St. John Paul II, and we dive into questions like, who am I? What's the meaning of my life? What's all of this stuff about relationships and discernment? How do I pray? And many other questions just like it. Teens and young adults join us June 14th through the 20th at St. Xavier's University for an amazing Echo experience. More information can be found at respectlifechicago.org, or you can give us a call at 312-534-5355. That's 312-534-5355.
Hi, my name is Ramona. I'm a caseworker at Catholic Charities. I wish you could meet Craig, age 23, shot 3 times and homeless for 2 years before I met him. The more we met and I listened to him, the more he impressed me. We're working on his resume and job hunting. We're called Chicago's Good Samaritan, and you can be one too. Might you have a job for Craig and thousands of others like him? Join us at CatholicCharities.net.
All right, this is Deacon John with the Black Catholic Initiative, and we're talking to Miss Demetra Willis, who is a single mom, but she is an entrepreneur, businesswoman who is doing great things. And Demetra, you're not just doing this to make more money. You're doing this because you feel God has put you in a position to help others. Amen?
Amen. Yes. Yes,
and you,
this
did
is
you,
my contribution.
Yes, and did you say your parents were pastors?
My grandfather as well as my father.
Girl,
yes.
girl. You know, I was saying to myself, that girl is a pastor. And that's before you shared that with me, but now it all makes sense. See, and you've got a whole lot of that in you as well, but you know that it's one thing being a let's just say a God-abiding citizen or person. But it's another thing when your steps are ordered by God to help others.
Yes.
And everybody needs financial help. Everybody needs a way to position themselves in life that will help them afford things in life for their family, to make things better, easier for them. And you feel like you found a way to do it.
Yes, absolutely.
And you're able to be that single mom, taking your kids to school and handling your business, but it's a home-based business, it sounds like.
It is. It's very flexible.
Right.
This is for anyone who has $25 on up to thousands of dollars.
Okay,
this
listeners.
This is for people who are really in the marketplace to make an impact on their life and the lives of others, because every time we lend a dollar to someone for a purpose, a medical expense, or someone who's trying to finance that vehicle or that small business, we're changing so many lives, not just our own. We're helping not just their business, not just their employees, not just their customers. We're changing so many people's lives by lending. Because now we're giving them the resources to constantly expand. And again, even medical expenses. We're helping people who at one point did not have the resources to afford these procedures that they may have had to put off for some time.
Question for you.
Yes.
Have you worked with groups? You know, like a community group or investment club, something like that. Does this work for them as well?
It could work for anyone. This course is for anyone in the marketplace to increase their income and also improve not just their life, but the lives of the borrowers as well.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm thinking, okay, in my community and in any community, when you got community-minded people who are thinking about their people, and how they can help them. You know, there are people who say, hey, let's form a group. Let's get together and let's pool our money together and, you know, create a bigger nest egg, you know, create
Absolutely.
A bigger opportunity. So that's what I'm thinking.
And it definitely is for those people who have that lighthearted mindset mm-hmm. where they want to have that massive impact. So I partner with our organizations, and the organizations that I do partner with, they have the borrowers in place for us. I just give you my strategy and how I execute on these platforms. So this is for any individual who's looking to increase their income, make a difference in their life and the lives of others. This is for financial advisors. This is for hedge fund managers. This course is for anyone who's in business or who's in the marketplace to increase their income, make a difference in their life, make a difference in other people's life, and to really see that difference be a reality. So this definitely is for goal-oriented people. This course helps people decide to lend if they are equipped with the proper information to execute. And this course also has the information for individuals to assess a borrower and also know how to run the numbers to ensure that the numbers help meet their family's goals.
So maybe you too, if you're out there listening, maybe you too can be like billionaire Robert Smith,
Absolutely.
Who just paid off a whole class of Morehouse graduates, $40 million student loan debt.
Absolutely.
This billionaire paid off the student loan debt. And boy, I was laughing. Why couldn't my kids be at Morehouse at this time? Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. I agree.
But tell me, now you know you've got the mindset. I know I just cut you off, but I know already you got the mindset. Wouldn't you love to be Robert Smith and be able to do that for those kids?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
There is a sense of gratification from that comes along with selflessness. People who are selfless and who give and contribute to the lives of others and help other people do better and live a better life, there's a sense of purpose. There's a sense of happiness. There's a sense of joy that comes from that. So
Amen. Part
of this course helps me be able to feel that same sense that he feels. That's the reason why it's only $10. I've been called out, why isn't it not more than $10? It is priceless, because this is part of my way of being like Robert.
Yes, yes.
And feeling that warmth of knowing that I'm changing so many people's lives by giving them that head start in life.
And you know what, too, Demetra, you know, a famous comedian, talk show host on radio, Steve Harvey, whose Family Feud. I mean, he's just doing it all. And he, too, is like an under the whatever you want to call it, pastor, you know.
Yes.
And he talks every morning, you know, starting the morning off at about 5 a.m. And he stated once that gratitude is the number one thing for success. Having gratitude.
Yes.
And he said the more gratitude that you have to God, the more God will give you to have gratitude for.
Absolutely.
Did you hear that?
Absolutely. I agree.
Oh, my God. And, you know, it's really important for us, for those of us out there listening, to just look at your life. Sum it up and just to be alive, to be able to walk, to be able to eat, to be able to talk, to be able to see is a blessing enough.
Absolutely.
To have gratitude. You know,
I say all the time, I can't say thank you enough.
Yes.
And still need to say thank you one more time.
Come on.
For blessing me with wisdom, strength, understanding, enlightenment, courage, confidence. So God has been so good to my family that words cannot describe how many times a day I just take a pause and say, thank you, Father God. Had it not been for you, I can't say where I would be. But what I do know, because of you, I am confident and secure in where I am going.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know I am not going alone.
Mm.
So God is good.
Yeah, well, he said he'd never leave you or forsake you.
Amen.
He said, greater that is in you than is in the world.
Amen. Yes.
He also said you could do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens you.
Amen. Yes.
So, Ms. Demetra Willis, we're going to ask God to continue to bless you and bless all your aspirations to help others and have you be the next Robert Smith.
Amen. And your listeners, so they too can get out and bless so many other people.
God bless you today and bless you always, Miss Willis, and we'll talk to you hopefully another time.
Sounds good. I welcome the opportunity. Have a blessed day as well, Mr. John Cook.
Amen.
Bye-bye. Take care.